Okay, we are up to today's mitzvah, mitzvah Tuf Lamid Beis, mitzvah 432, which is the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. This is the final one of the mitzvahs Tmidios that we get to in these shiurim. We've discussed five out of six. This is the sixth one. What are they? Anochi Hashem Alokecha, Lo Yelech Alohem Acherim, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Yineichem. So this is the sixth chronologically in the Torah, or not chronologically, just how it's written in the Torah, Yirat Shemayim. The source, there are many psukim in the Torah that discuss it, but the source in the Torah that the Chinuch quotes, that the Rambam quotes is, Es Hashem Alokecha Tira, Oso Sa'avod, Fear Hashem, Oso Sa'avod. That is what you should do. Earlier, a few psukim earlier, this also was mentioned. We could have quoted this pasuk, even though the other pasuk is quoted by Chamishi. V'yatol Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. What does Hashem ask from you? Kiim liyiras Hashem Elokecha. To fear Him. Lalechaz b'chol derachav u'la'av oso. So this is the pasuk, this is the mitzvah of Yirat Shemayim. And this is the basis of so much. The end of Koheles, the Megillah tells us, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma Es Elokim Yiro. Right, Yirat Shemayim, that's what the ultimate question and the ultimate issue is going to be. That pasuk is probably the basis, partially the basis for the Gemara and Shabbos that we're familiar with. The Gemara and Shabbos tells us that Lost and Lavo, we're going to be asked six questions. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. What are those questions? Says Rava. Bishosha Machisro Dam Ladin. Om Rimlo. Nasata Venatata Be'emuna. Did you act faithfully in business? Kavati Itama Torah. Did you set aside time for Torah? Asakta Beperia Verivia. Tzipisul Yeshua. Did you hope for the salvation? Pilpalta Bechachma. Hevanta Davar Mitoch Dovar. All these questions, six questions. Va'afilu Hachi. But yet, Iyiras Hashem Hiotzaro in Ilolo. If Yirat Shemayim is the basis of it all, wonderful. That's the end of the pasuk. If not, not. Yirat Shemayim, the Gemara says, has to be the storage, the treasure house of all everything else. And the Gemara gives a mashal. Mashal Adam Sharma L'Shluch. A person tells a shliach, go buy me some wheat. And he buys some wheat, he puts it into the storage house. He says, did you put some chomtin in it? Chomtin is a type of material that makes sure that the wheat doesn't spoil. Did you put some chobtim in it? He says, no. He says, okay, it's better that you didn't get it. It's going to spoil. So the Gemara says, that's Yirat Shemayim. Our Torah is going to spoil if we don't have Yirat Shemayim. Right, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yirat Shemayim has to be first. Kodim l'chachmaso. Then the chachma is miskayemes. This is the Gemara. Yirat Shemayim is the basis of it all. This is the Gemara. This is the pasuk in Koheles. And this obviously is the opposite of the anti-Jew, which is Amalek. We haven't spoken about it yet. It's going to come up in Parshas Kiseitse. Velo yare Elokim. The Torah describes in Parshas Kiseitse. They are the opposite, right? Yirat Shemayim is the basis of it all. Okay, so let's see a little bit what the Chinuch has to say, and then we will hopefully expand on what we have time for. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what is Yiras Hashem? Lihios Yiras Hashem al paneinu tamid levilti nechta. We always have Yiras Hashem so that we don't sin. Interesting, we call it Yiras Hashem, as Hashem alokecha tira, even though many times we call it Yirat Shemayim. There's a well-known Kutzker where the Kutzker says, why is it called Yirat Shemayim? Fear of the heavens? What do you mean? Fear of Hashem. What do you mean fear of the heavens? Yirat Shemayim. So we might get to another idea of Yirat Shemayim, but the cute little Kutzker is that Yikavu Amayim. How did in Parshas Bereishis, the upper waters, what caused them to stay still? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Go'er Bahem, the Medrash says. He screamed. Hashem says, stay still, Yikavu Amayim. And forevermore, for thousands of years, the water is scared or awed by God and doesn't move. So that's Yirat Shemayim, says the Kutzker. We have to have Yira like the Shemayim has Yira. Like the Shemayim hasn't moved in thousands of years, so too, we have to have that type of a Yira. But either way, here the mitzvah is called Yiras Hashem. Klomar, what does the Chinuch say? What is Yiras Hashem? Klomar, Shenira Bias Onsho. That we fear the punishment. Velo yiya livavenu beli magor elav kalayom. And our heart doesn't lack this feeling all day. That's what it says. And what's the raya that this is a mitzvah asay? It's not just a prerequisite, because he quotes as a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Gemara goes back and forth, and in the Shakal of Ataria, it calls Yirat Shemayim an asay, azharas asayhu. That's the language of the Gemara. This is quoting from the Rambam also. So you see from there, it is a separate mitzvah asay d'oraisa to to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Sefer HaChinuch says. It's all about prevention of an Aveira. As we'll see in a minute, the ultimate fulfillment of Yiras Hashem, the Chinuch holds, is when I'm about to do an Aveira and I stop myself. I'm Kovish Mayetzer, so that not only do I not do the Aveira, but I get credit for Yiras Hashem. I get credit for this Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa because I didn't do it because I had Yira. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. That's what the Eben Ezra says as well. Right here, Yiras Hashem, and through this one won't violate Averos. This is definitely one understanding and one needed element to the Mitzvah. Yiras HaOnesh. And this is the message that you probably get from the Rambam as well in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam here says, in Mitzvah Dalid, in the fourth Mitzvah of the Aseis, Shetzivanu laha'amin yiraso, ulehifached mimenu, veloyia kekofrim holchim bekari. Just reading that line, you might get a different impression. The Rambam says you have to believe in the yira of him and to fear him and not to deny and think that the world goes on its own. But then he adds, aval nira bias onsho b'chaleis. We have to fear the punishment, as it says, Hashem Elokech Atira. This is all one idea that's called yiras ha'onesh. That's the chinuch. That's the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvahs. A little bit. And others. But there is a totally different idea of Yira as well, and that is mentioned in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. In English, we might differentiate between the words fear and awe. Fear is a running away from, I'm scared, I'm fearful. When we say the days of awe, the Yamim Noram, does that mean fearful? Yes, it does. But it's also the awesome days. We are awed by it. That's a different translation of Yira, and that's a different idea. The Rambam says this in the second paragraph of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Hakel ha-nichbad v'ha-nora hazeh. This God, mitzvah lo-ohavo u-li-yira mimenu. It's a mitzvah to love him and to fear him. Shenemar v'yahavta as Hashem alokecha, v'nemar as Hashem alokecha tira. These two psukim. Then the Rambam says, heichi ha-derech la-avosu v'yiraso. How does one come to Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem? So we quoted this Rambam already by Avos Hashem, but you got to quote it by both. It's about both. Says the Rambam, this is nothing to do with the Onesh. Oh, I'm scared I'm going to get punished. No. Bishasha yisponin adam b'ma'asav. Ubru av ha'niflaim ha'gdolim. At the time that I focus, that I contemplate the amazing Brias that Hashem created. V'yira mehem chachmaso. And I see the amazing chachma, the wisdom of Hashem in His creation. Shein la'erech v'lokate. That it's infinite. Miyad. What do I feel when I look around the world and I see how the system of the universe is work with each other? Miyad hu ohev, umishabeach, umifa'er. I love, I praise. Umisave taiva gedola. And I have a tremendous desire. Leida Hashem agadol. Love. Unbelievable. I want to get close to Hashem. As David said, Sama nafshi lelokim lekelchai. But then the Rambam says, what's important for us today? But ironically, at the same time that I think about these things and I love Hashem, miyad, same word, he says miyad twice. Miyad hu nirta la'achorav, I jump back. V'yira, v'yifached, v'yodeya, and I realize shehu birya ktana shfela afela. I am a tiny little creature ant. Omeid bedas kala me'uta. I'm nothing. I'm a piece of dust in the eyes of God. Lifnei tamim deyot. Kamosha amar David. Like David also says, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. And says the Rambam, that's Yiras Hashem. So that's a totally different idea. That's not fear. That's awe. That Yirat Shemayim, I am awed. What sometimes all the Achronim call Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomamus. Different types of Yira. Fear of being punished and fear of the Romamus, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Yarchas Sadikim, one of the anonymous Bali Musar works that we have from the Achronim, in the last parak, he has different, what an amazing sefer. He has different sha'arim. Shar hazrizus, and shar ha'ava, and shar ha'simcha, and shar ha'ratzon, and shar ha'zachira, chanifa, lashon hara. The last chapter, meaning the ultimate, the final step, shar yirashamayim. Shar Yerushamayim. And first he talks about all the importance and the focus that we have in Yerushamayim. He quotes all these psukim and akim, and he quotes the Gemara and Shabbos that we mentioned, and then he quotes Other Gemara is Umei Acher Shana Rom Shakol Tola Biyur Shemayim V'Chol Torah Eino Mo Elis LaAdam Ela Biyur Shemayim V'Hi Yaseid Shakol Talui Bo V'Hi Levada Omedes LaAdam LaOmed LaMelamim. As David HaMelech says, Yiras Hashem Tahora Omedes LaAd. As we know that Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So I have to explain to you what is Yiras Hashem. So let's see the Aruch HaTzadikim, and then we'll mention an amazing Ran. The Aruch HaTzadikim says three types of Yira. We already mentioned two. He says three types of Yira. He says the lowest one is Yira Geruah Ma'od. It's a low level, inferior Yira. Kigon Adam She'enu Yari Milafnehu Elokei. But he doesn't fear God, really. Ach Kishayasa Shemaisa Tov Hu Osem B'nei Adam. Social fear. Right, I don't want to do anything in public that people will look down upon me. Shem lo yasa maisa tov. If I don't do this, people aren't gonna give me covet. People, so I act because I fear people. It's like a ganav. The Gemara says, why is a ganav pay double and not a goslin? Because a goslin at least doesn't have any fear of anybody, people or God. A ganav fears people, doesn't fear God. That's the lowest level, and that's one. Sheni number two is what we call the yiras haonesh. Hu yarei milafneho elokim, ahu yarei milafanav machmas onesh gehenim, o shelo yavo legan eden, o mitalkach yischazik ma'isatov. That's number two. That's a level. But number two and number three, hamargalit hatova, hu b'sheyarei mipnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo mipnei shum davar ba'olam, rakshu nirad milafanav. We am awed by him, not scared. V'chol evarav mizdazim b'zachrog dulog v'raso. I prove to myself, to him, that I am a faithful servant, that I am awed by him. What does Hashem tell Avram Avinu after the Akedah? Ataya dati ki yirei Elokim ata. Yirei Elokim? Does this show Yirei Shamayim? Shows Yirei Shamayim because Yirei Elokim is someone who always focuses on Hashem. Who's awed by Hashem. Right? What does the first Shulchan Aruch say? Shivisi Hashem lenagdi shamid. That is the ultimate in a Yirei Elokim, in a Yirei Shamayim, somebody who always has HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their mind. There is a very interesting Kinas Sofrim. The Kinas Sofrim is one of the commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvot. So on this Sefer HaMitzvot, right here in Mitzvah Dalet, he says, why is it that in Sefer HaMitzvot, when the Rambam talks about Yira, he talks about Yiras HaOnesh, as we put it, while by Ava, in the previous Mitzvah, he talks about Avas Hashem. Why doesn't he talk about Avas Haschar? If he talks about Yiras HaOnesh, the parallel will be Avas Haschar. If he's talking about Avas Hashem, he's talking about Yiras Hashem. Avas HaRomamus, so Yiras HaRomamus. Why isn't it parallel? Why do you have Avas HaRomamus, so to speak, and Yiras HaOnesh? Why is that? He talks about Yiras HaRomamus in Mishnah Torah, but why here? V'igal HaMedak, Maishna HaChav Mitzvah HaYira, Shemana LaMitzvah B'Yiras HaOnesh, U B'Mitzvah Ava, Lomana, Mashu Mitzapel L'Gmol. V'yesh Lomar, he says, D'Dafka Gabe Avas Hashem, Mashu Hu L'Tachlis Tashlam HaGmol, Lav Milsa D'Shaycha Gabe Avas Hashem Klau. If you're doing it, if the Ava was for the Ava of the Schar, then that's not Avas Hashem at all. Why? Because then it's Avas Atzmo. I want to get a reward. So that's Avas Atzmi. That's not Avas Hashem. That's why he doesn't say that. Fearing the punishment is still fearing the person who's giving the punishment. That is a level of Yiras Shamayim. So by Yiras Shamayim, Yiras HaOnesh is a level, says the Kinas Sofrim. While by Ava, not to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amanas L'Kabal Schar. Right, that is an important Kinas Sofrim to be aware of. Okay, there is one other Ran. The Ran discusses Yiras HaOnesh also. Yiras HaOnesh, and the Ran asks a simple question. This is in one of the Drushas, in Drusha Yud. The Ran discusses, why do we usually assume Hashem gives punishments? To make us better. Right, why do we have Yisurin? To purify us, to be Memarik us. To ask the Ran, so why are there punishments in our afterlife? We can't change anything anymore. What, Hashem is just out to get us? He wants to punish us? No. So why is there punishment? Why is there Gehenna? Explains the Ran, because Onesh is a natural consequence of Chet. It's not that Hashem decides, oh, you did this, I'm going to give you that. It's part of Chet. A Chet destroys our neshama. And an onesh is an outgrowth of that. In the the beautiful Sefer and the six constant mitzvahs that are put out regarding the Sheish Mitzvah Studios, they talk about this Ron in under Yirat Shamayim, and he quotes, Yirat Shamayim is not an irrational or paralyzing fear of something awful that might happen if we sin. It's a realization that Torah is real and unchangeable, that this world is not a free-for-all. If we sin, we will have to pay the price, unless we repent from those sins. So even Yiras HaOnesh is Mahuti. Yiras HaOnesh, as the Ron means, I realize there's debits and credits, and everything is held, is Komasecha B'Sefer Nechtavin. Right, that's what I mean. It's not just Tom fearing a punishment, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give punishments for no reason. It's just that there's a natural outgrowth of sin that we have. There are certain strategies that Chazal have given us in terms of trying to come to Yiras Hashem. Tosfos in Maseches Bava Basra discusses, it's pasuk in Chumash, but Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, talks about Maaser Sheni. The Torah says that if I bring Maaser Sheni, that'll lead to Yiras Hashem. L'man tilmad liyira. How does bringing Maaser Sheni lead to Yiras Shamayim? How does it lead to Yiras Shamayim? So the Tosfos says, Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Why? Because I go to Yerushalayim, I see the Kohanim being Oskim Ba'avoda, I see the how loving and specific they are, I'm surrounded by all Klal Yisrael. That's Yerushalayim. When I go, Aliyah L'Regel brings to Yerushalayim, because the Chevra, my surroundings affect me. If I surround myself with Yerushalayim people, so then I'm going to become a Yerei Shamayim. And this is even the thought that some Achronim, some Darshanim, the Dumna Magid gives this pshat in the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, on Daf Lamed Gimel. It's the Gemara that Rashi quotes, Rashi refers to Allah Torah, and that is the pasuk that we had a couple of psukim before our mitzvah. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel, Hakobi Dei Shamayim Chus Mi Yerei Shamayim. Everything's in my control, out of my control, except Yerei Shamayim. Right, that's in my control. Shneamar v'yata Yisrael, ma Hashem shoel me'imach. Hashem lokecha. What does Hashem ask for me? Yiras Shamayim. That's all he's asking. So that's how you know it's in my control. Ask the Gemara. That's all he asks? Is that something small? Atu Yiras Shamayim milsa zedrasihi? Is that something small? That's all he asks of you. Answers the Gemara. Yes. In legabe Moshe milsa zedrasihi. To Moshe Rabbeinu it was small. So Moshe Rabbeinu here is talking. What does Hashem ask of you? Just Yiras Shamayim. Asks the Velt on this Gemara. Okay, so fine. For Moshe Rabbeinu it was nothing. But for us, it's huge. For us, it's very hard. So what does the Gemara mean? Oh yeah, you're right. For Moshe Rabbeinu it was nothing. But he's talking to the Hamonam. He's talking to Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean? In Lagabe Moshe. Milsa Zedrasi. So says the Dumna Magid, based on what we just said, no. What does the Gemara mean? Lagabe Moshe. For those Jews who were next to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they witnessed the Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were near Moshe Rabbeinu. So legabe Moshe, when you're near Moshe, milsa zedrasi, it's easy. It's not hard, because look who you're close to. If I hang out with the Gdolei Ador, so then, memela, I'm going to become a Yerei Shamayim. It's all about the Chevra. So number one strategy is the Chevra, and that's the pshat, that's the drash of that Gemara in Brachas. Another strategy, the Gemara says, is the following. I'll say it in the form of a story. Someone once came to Shlomo Zalman asking for a skula. He said, you know, I need yeshuos and refuos, I'm going through a difficult time. Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know any skulas, but I'll tell you what I do. When I want a yeshua, I try to say brachos with kavana. That's what I do. That's what he said. Imagine what our lives would be like if we would say brachos with kavana. Even 10 brachos a day. Even 2 brachos a day with proper kavana. The Gemara says that we say 100 brachos every day because it leads to Yiras Shamayim. Right? It's based on Ma Hashem Elokecha, that pasuk. Ma could add in a letter, Meya, 100 brachos. That leads to Yiras Shamayim. Rosh Shlomo Zalman felt it. If I said brachos properly, I'm going to become a different person. I'm going to become a Yiras Shamayim. So that's number 2. If I have kavana when I say brachos. A second strategy that Chazal give us. There are other ideas. There are some specific mitzvahs. You mentioned Meiser before, but we mentioned the message of Meiser was the Chevra. But there are specific mitzvos that are supposed to bring to Yiras Shamayim. Meiser, there's many Achronim point out to Mipnei Seva Takum, possibly standing up for elders and Zakenim. So this is all some strategies that come up. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara. Says the Chinuch. Shor Hashem Mitzvah B'Yiras Hashem Nigla Lakol. Roi Shemesh. I don't have to explain this, but what's behind this mitzvah? It's obvious. Ki Hashmira Gedola Menachedu Yiras Ancho. V'dini HaMitzvah Klulim B'Pshat HaKasuv. The Pasuk says it. I don't have to explain any deeper. The Nesiva Shalom has a couple of pieces here in our parsha about Yiras Shamayim, and each of them, again, are unique in their own right, but he has one piece where he discusses the relationship between Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. We have many sources that say Avas Hashem is the ultimate. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchot Shuva, Perak Yud, Avas Hashem, and that's the Ramban about Asiyah Dochalos Aseh, because Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. Many sources, and we know, Av is greater than Yira. So how, on the other hand, could we have many sources, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem? And what does Hashem ask of you? Just to be a Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Hashem being a focus. Which is it? Which is it? Which comes first? Which is greater? Explains the Nesiva Shalom. Avas Hashem is the goal. Yiras Hashem is the avenue. It's the way to get there. That's the first step. You can't get to Avas Hashem without first having Yiras Hashem. That's the Nesiva Shalom. And that's why, what does the Pasuk say? V'yata Yisrael. Now. Meaning right now, step one is Yiras Hashem. What does he ask? And then you'll get to Avas Hashem. But that is what he talks about. He talks about in this piece here, in Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Yira comes first and then Ava. Good. The Chiddush continues and says this applies always, everywhere, u'bechol min ha'adam, every type of person. And this is, v'zos achas min ha'mitzvos ha'tmidios ha'adam, it's one of the constant mitzvos, shal yifsach yuvam me'ala'adam la'olam afilu rega echad, not even for one moment are we allowed to not be makayim this. Umi, and this is what we quoted before, umi shebad var avera liyado, and if I, when do I fulfill this? The chinuch has the minimal view. If I'm about to do an avera, chayiv lahair rucho, I have to awaken my spirit, v'laseis el libo, and to put in my heart, ba'oso aperek at that moment, shashem baruch hu mashgiach b'chol maaseh b'nei adam, Hashem's watching, v'yashiv lanakam kefi ro'a maisa, and Hashem's going to punish me for what I do. So again, a very Yiras Ha'onesh approach. That is the chinuch. If I do an Aveira then, the overall zevel, Hashem's libo, bita l'asei zeh. So it's amazing. Basically, every time I do an Aveira, I'm also violating Yiras Shamayim. This mitzvah zaseh, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah zaseh of Yiras Hashem every time I do an Aveira. So we have to try ourselves as much as we can to be kovish our yetzer, and have fear of Hashem, have awe of Hashem, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, that's the first line in the Shulchan Aruch, because Yiras Hashem is the first point that we have to come to. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll continue with the mitzvah of Tefillah.